Hi, this is Joe at Stir Up Media, and this weekend saw me visiting the BBC Radio Cambridgeshire studios. I was invited to join the gorgeous Nick Conrad for his Music of My Life section, which is similar in format to Desert Island Discs, where you pick some of your favourite tunes and talk a little bit about your life and other such fun facts and trivia. And as always, it was a hoot. Nick just makes you feel so at ease in the studios, no matter how nervous you might feel. And we discussed where I grew up, where my alter ego, Miss Soufflé, came from, and why I created Stir Up Media, as well as discussing all my favourite forms of social media and desperately trying to get Nick to join the Twitter rankings. He is on there, but he refuses to use it, so I shall continue to campaign to get him on. We did some Instagramming and took some silly selfies and just had a really good fun morning. We discussed my upcoming plans for some blogging and social media workshops, all whilst wearing silly sparkly ears, thanks to my visit to the Blog Academy a few weeks back. And we just generally had a good laugh. We talked about some plans in motion for some get-togethers and networking opportunities for local bloggers and creatives in Cambridgeshire. So watch this space. So here's a few snippets from my interview with Nick and a couple of the songs that I chose as we chatted.
Good morning, Nick Conrad with you on the Sunday Supplement from BBC Radio Cambridgeshire. And it's great to have Joe Christie back in the studio with us. Now, Joe, you will remember from doing a couple of paper reviews on this programme, and she's a good friend of BBC Radio Cambridgeshire, and she's in the studio frequently, but not on this feature, which is more about you as a person rather than the business, and you've picked some records for us. Take me back to the very beginning. Where did your life start?
Wow, that's a good question. Well, my life as, well, let's talk about Miss Soufflé. I mean, I, for years, was working a pretty boring Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 job. And I was going home at the weekend and not really doing anything. One day I sat there moaning that I didn't have much of a social life. There wasn't much going on. So I literally Googled, how can I challenge myself? And I found there was these people blogging about 101 challenges in 1001 days. And I thought, OK, I'll give it a go. So I sat down with a pen and paper and wrote the first 101 things I've always wanted to do. And then I went and started to do them. So it's things like get a tattoo, start a club, do a skydive, ride in a hot air balloon, like all these really random things. And one of them was to start my own business. And as I started going out and doing lots of different things, I stumbled across this underground supper club movement in London. And there's all these people opening up their homes to do afternoon tea parties and dinner parties, but they were cooking this amazing food but serving it as a restaurant in their living room. It was a whole new world. Cambridge at the time, the food scene was dire. There wasn't really anything going on. So myself and my partner, we went down to London, went to this tea party, and we came back hungry. The girls, they were moaning after one slice of cake that they were full. I mean, I like my food. And I think on the way home, we actually had a McDonald's because we were still hungry.
Brilliant.
So we said, actually, Cambridge has got nothing like this. We can do this better. Yeah. Or I could do this better. And so I created this whole afternoon tea persona on the car journey on the way home. And that's how Miss Soufflé was born. I did different themes, so I did everything from the lovely vintage afternoon tea parties on a Sunday to gory zombie tea parties in the middle of the woods. I've even done Tarantino-inspired afternoon tea parties with blood and gore and, you know, guns. I've just had some really good fun with it. So that's where it's all started, and, yeah, life hasn't been boring since, really.
But you are wonderfully creative. You are wonderfully creative.
Thank you.
And also what I think is inspiring is that you've seen something, you did something, and you thought, right, this could be the catalyst for change for me. I must ask you, did you get the tattoo, and where is the tattoo?
Oh, see, that's a very personal question, Mr. Conrad.
This is a personal feature.
I did. I got a cupcake tattooed on the top of my foot, which is apparently the worst place to get it. It did hurt.
It's the most painful place, isn't it?
And I got also on the back of my neck 101 in 1001. So I've got the numbers to
yeah, as a little memento for the challenge that I never quite finished. Actually, I looked back the other day and I ticked off about 25 of the 101 on that list. But actually, it doesn't matter because life just, it changed. And that was the whole reason for doing it. But it was just a hobby. I blogged alongside it. So I started this little blog. Originally, it was called The Secluded Tea Party. That was the name of my events. And I just blogged about what I was doing, who I was meeting, what tea I was drinking. And it's evolved from there.
Actually, it doesn't matter wherever you are.
No.
You know, you could be wherever you are on the count. In fact, you could be much further afield because it's all electronic. So that
exactly.
was very limited, say, Cambridge. Right the way across Cambridgeshire and right the way across the UK as well, wherever you're listening this morning. Stay with us because Joe's going to talk about things like Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest.
Pinterest.
I'm closing my eyes. I'm trying to think of all the social media sites.
Instagram.
Instagram. That's the one I think. Instagram's what I was looking for. Joe's going to take us through them all in a moment. And we'll talk a wee bit more about you, but we'll talk a lot more about you and your life. Let's start with your first record, Sound and Vision.
Yeah, I'm a massive David Bowie fan. I'm such a geek.
Scalp at least with something that she's placed on my head. More on that in a moment. Have you always been a Cambridgeshire girl?
I have, yeah. I'm Cambridge born and bred. My granddad used to be a fireman at Cottenham fire station, and he also worked at King's College. Yeah, I've always been around here. Yeah. I tried to move away for a little while and it just...
How far did you get?
Well, I used to stay in London with an ex-boyfriend and, London life isn't for me.
This picture's about you. Stop talking about me.
I'm a country girl, I have to say. I grew up on a farm just next door, pretty much, actually, to Wimpole Hall. Love the countryside.
Yeah.
You have...
Can we tweet this?
Yes, we'll tweet
it. If you tweet it,
we'll Instagram
people,
it as well.
It's not me tweeting it, because she said, what is your Twitter handle? And I said...
You had to look it up.
It's at Nick Conrad Tweet. But I am on Facebook. Now, okay. I dropped my phone in a cup of tea the other day, so I'm not so sure. Cannot take photo. There's not enough available storage to take a photo. You can manage your storage and settings. Come on, this just
isn't happening, is it? I think you need me at Stir Up Media. Yeah. I need to sort you out.
Can you do it for me? Yeah. Can you tweet? Can you tweet and can you tag in BBC Radio Cambridgeshire?
I will.
And my,
yeah.
And
I will.
You can look at it and you can find out more about Stir Up Media online as well. Why are we wearing these?
Well, a few weeks ago, I went to meet some of my blogging heroes. As geeky as this sounds, there's an event called the Blogcademy, which travels the world. They go to London, then they went off to Amsterdam, they go to Australia, they travel across the US, and they teach everything you need to know about blogging. So we had fun. We put these ears on our head, as ridiculous as they are, but they break the ice, which I loved. So you'd go and talk to someone and you'd take a quick selfie and pop it up on Twitter, or there's a photo booth in the corner and you jump in and swap ears and just mess around. And it's a great way to, you know, if you're not used to networking and throwing yourself into a room full of 30 strangers,
yeah.
it's a great icebreaker.
You appear to be... So I shouldn't say you are, but you appear to be very confident, very good with people,
okay.
Really understand people.
I'm very much a yes girl. I've worked in events and hospitality for 11, 12 years. And the company that I trained with would teach us to say yes to everything. And then even if you can't do it, you panic later.
You start in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was talking about this the other day, and I actually met someone at a networking event that was in the admin office that arranged it all. So it's just so bizarre how the world works.
This is really odd. Just to remind those of you who maybe didn't hear this the first time round, we were discussing Jo and her persona, Miss Soufflé, which we already talked about this morning, and a Japanese film crew got in touch and said, could we come round and could you teach one of Japan's top pop stars, mm-hmm. media, how Stir Up Media started and what Stir Up Media is, follows your next record choice. Annie Dresner and Fly. Tell me about this record.
Annie Dresner is the best background music.
Social social media platforms, which one would you pick?
I think right now it would be Instagram. Yeah. I'm all over it.
Uzi, Beaky, Mick and Titch and Hold Tight. We're going to hear it after the travel.